So we're talking right now with Molly Toot here at Landis at the New Innovation Center, and we're right now in what was a Google room basically today. Tell us a little bit about how Google is going to play a part in agriculture going forward, not a partner most farmers would think about going forward.
Yeah, we feel really honored and really pleased to enter in this partnership with Google, and it really covers several different aspects. We're looking at data, technology, are the two key areas. So they will be a key data provider for us, also some storage, their cloud platform. In addition, we're working with them on this Google Rover that will come to us mid-July, and it will go through the soybean plot that we have out here. And it takes about a terabyte of data on each plant as it goes through the field. And it does a tremendous amount of analysis on each of those plants and then can help the farmer with decisions about what to do with that field or that subfield based on the data they get from that Google Rover. So it's very exciting. We'll be the only cooperative that will have one of these to be able to show our farmers. And it will be running on real data. We'll look at real data and have that available to share with farmers as we go through the rest of the season.
So having that kind of pinpoint accurate data on just about every plant in the field or on every plant in the field is going to really be key for farmers to really maximize how they attack whatever problem is out there, correct?
Correct. It collects, I think, around 15 different aspects of the plant itself that will then can be analyzed and help make a decision for the farmer based on what's happening to that plant at that moment.
And now, of course, we talked about the data lockers and things like that. So obviously this information for each farmer that's able to use this is going to be their own to decide what happens with it. But how can this organization, this innovation center, take that data eventually, if it's released by the farmer, to use it to help others that are part of the Landis network?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what's so important for farmers to understand is the more data they have collected, whether it's historical data and then moving into current and then future data, is what we want to be able to do to populate that data locker so that we can aggregate that data, always stays anonymous, but be able to benchmark where certain areas are within the Landis footprint. But also by having that aggregated anonymized data, we can work with downstream partners in the food, feed, fuel, and fiber industries to help monetize that data for the farmers. And then lastly, we can look at different programs like the carbon programs or a water quality credit program or different programs that are available. We can work with the farmers that want to participate in those programs and pass that data through so they can be first in line to be able to access that monetary value.
And of course, with this, like you said, it's anonymous in a way. So that way you don't know if it's Farmer Joe's next door to you or down the road from you, or if it's someone across the network. But you get some ideas of what's working and what's not working, because you're going to find similarities no matter where you are.
Absolutely. And that's the key part of this. My 25-year career in agriculture, what I've always learned is farmers like local data. And local to them means like their backyard. So this way we're able to actually benchmark their peer farmers in their area, but yet anonymously and aggregated, to help them see what's happening and what maybe some farmers are doing and how that's affecting their yield or their grain drying or all those kinds of things that they can do. They can benchmark against their farmers and be able to make better decisions for themselves.
Now, we talked about the Rover, and obviously that's going to be intricate for grain health and plant health, and we've talked a lot about the plant side, but this can go beyond to livestock. It's a knowledge base, basically, as Amanda DeYoung was talking about during the presentation about how they were looking at different options to relieve heat stress for cattle. I mean, this is not just corn and beans out here.
No, absolutely not. It has to do with livestock as well. We're also, obviously, here at the Innovation Center, we've got a lot of push on the cover crops from a sustainability standpoint, but also from a soil health standpoint. There's lots of different ways we can look at it other than just corn and beans.
So what is the future? I mean, obviously, this is launching, but what does the future hold for this kind of a program? When you're looking at right now, it's going to benefit those who are members of the Landis Cooperative, but what does the future hold? Can this be taken beyond, and will you guys be willing to help either establish other ones like this or become beyond with this to maybe go across the state or across, you know, hopefully in years, the country, to help build this kind of a knowledge base that everybody can be a part of?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of what we like to do is be able to bring information, knowledge, technology to our farmers. But what we really want to do is help move agriculture as a whole to the next generation and be really ready for that and lean into it so that we can help make those decisions to make farming better in the future. And if that means we share with our partners, that's what we need to do. It's really about moving agriculture as a whole. starting right here in Ralston, Iowa.
It kind of comes down to the saying I heard from Senator Grassley one time, if agriculture doesn't start to hang together, they're going to start to hang separately.
That's exactly right. Couldn't agree more.
Yep. Well, Molly, I thank you so much for taking the time to explain how Google becomes part of this and how this data can help drive agriculture forward.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Molly, if I could have you spell your last name for me.
T-O-O-T.
Okay, T-O-O-T. Just like the train. Okay, thank you.